liver diseases, cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, hepatic metastasis. The 73-year-old male patient was admitted to the hospital in disturbed mental condition. According to history provided by relatives, the patient had consumed high-protein diet in days prior to his admission. The latest medical reports suggested Hep-MERS therapy, however, it wasn't administered at home. The previous medical history of the patient disclosed tonsillectomy and an operated abdominal wall herniation, rectal polyp removal 25 years ago, rectal hemorrhoid and rectal fistula surgery. Diabetes mellitus was diagnosed 10 years ago, therefore administration of oral antidiabetics were initiated and later converted to subcutaneous insulin treatment. The patient well complied with dietary restrictions. Hypertonia was known and controlled for 23 years, gout was recognized 25 years ago, endoscopy detected gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, 7 years ago. Related symptoms were revealed by administration of proton pump inhibitor treatment. Repeated nausea, vomiting and loose mucus stool prompted medical evaluation 6 years ago at the Department of Internal Medicine. No organic alteration was detected explaining diarrhea and vomiting. Gastroscopy showed normal gastric covering, no mass lesions were detected, colonoscopy detected polyps, therefore polypectomy was carried out, abdominal ultrasound revealed diffusely enlarged liver lesion. The patient was treated for vomiting, increased abdominal circumference and elevated liver enzymes 4 years ago at the Department of Internal Medicine. Gastroscopy showed erosive GERD at that time, but colonoscopy found normal findings. Cardiac ultrasound showed diffuse calcification of the ascending aorta and minor calcification of the mitral annulus related to heart complaints 3 years ago. Medial part of the septum was hypokinetic, diastolic functionality decreased. Pumping functions were close to the lower threshold limits, the ejection fraction was 50%. Effort ECG examination was negative. The patient was treated for liver cirrhosis, ascites, anisarca, scrotoledema, at the Department of Internal Medicine 6 months before. Hypesthesia was detected on both lower extremities on neurological assessment. Abdominal ultrasound revealed uneven liver contours. Nodules were detected in the first and at the border of the 5th-6th segments, which raised the suspicion of malignancy. AFP values were elevated as well. Abdominal CAT scan performed a month later showed significant ascites. We had enlargement of the liver with several enlarged paraaortic and mesenterial lymph nodes in size of 5 to 7 mm in diameter. Cervical spine X-ray detected osteophytes at the level of C2-C7 impressing the posterior wall of the pharynx, in addition to signs of thin intervertebral discs in the altitude of the C6-C7 vertebras. Follow-up colonoscopy confirmed colon diverticular hemangiomas and an anal fissure. Gastroscopy revealed dilated vessels in the lower third of the esophagus, stage 1, together with mild GERD and signs of hypertensive gastropathy. The patient was treated at the Department of Internal Medicine for vascular liver decompensation, liver cirrhosis and acute erysipelas. The latter finding was treated by clindamycin therapy. 1 month prior to death, the patient showed signs of respiratory insufficiency and distress, as well as increased abdominal circumference and elevated ammonia levels caused by decompensated liver cirrhosis. The patient developed disturbed perception. Complaints were significantly relieved by administration of parenteral bolus diuretic and glutathione treatment. The dose of subcutaneous insulin therapy was reduced due to likeliness of hypoglycemic attack. Following transient improvement in the patient's condition, elevated functional kidney parameters were detected, explained by hepatorenal syndrome and the suspicion of urinary infection. Intravenous ceftriaxone and rifaximin therapy was initiated with intravenous albumin replacement. Trachea tube suction resulted in thick yellowish content indicating hypostatic pneumonia. Physical examination didn't support peritonitis. Despite the adequate therapy, the patient's condition gradually declined and eventually the patient passed away.